Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Good morning. San Jose's police union is launching an internal investigation after federal prosecutors charged its executive director with trafficking illegal opioids in the U.S. Joanne Marion Segovia is charged with importing the drugs, including fentanyl, over the last 8 years. Sean Pritchard is president of the San Jose Police Union.
For us to conduct the internal investigation is really our way to ensure that our members know that this organization was not involved, not impacted, and all of the information that we've learned to this point suggests just that.
Segovia's attorney did not return a request for comment. If convicted, she faces up to 20 years in prison. Parents and teachers in Santa Rosa say weeks after a student was stabbed to death in class, not enough is being done to address what they call a safety crisis in the city schools. KQED's Riley Palmer reports.
At a board meeting Wednesday, parents and teachers in the school district said they want to bring back school resource officers, or SROs. But Joy Ayodele, a North Bay community organizer, says that students are asking for something different.
Rather than investment in SROs, they were thinking that they need further investment in mental health services on campus, not just the typical school counselors that they have, but actual mental health professionals that are able to offer them that assistance on campus.
A district-organized safety roundtable will meet for the first time Tuesday to continue conversations about how to increase school safety. I'm Riley Palmer, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at KQED.org.